So where do we get started with ear training? I would say the octave is the first place to start, and the tune that I use. By the way, any tunes that I mention for the octave, I mean for any intervals, are take them or leave them. But if you leave them, make sure to find a replacement for them. So for example, I use Somewhere Over the Rainbow for the octave. Mm-hmm. When you play that note G, somewhere before you play it, I already know it's going to sound like boom. And if you don't like Somewhere Over the Rainbow, it's actually called Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, no, I like that song.
Then get a for any of these, get a replacement by simply Googling famous songs that use an octave, or famous songs that use a flat fifth, or famous songs that use whatever. And there's plenty of sites with audio examples of the thing. So isn't it nice to be able to know what that note sounds like before you? And so, you know, now if you hear a lick that goes gong ging gong gong gong, or gong ging gong gong ging gong ging gong gong ging, you might not recognize the rest as 1 8 flat 7 5 flat 7, but you'll get there. At least you recognize the 1 to 8 business. Yeah. Right now, yeah, right. So I recommend we just do the octave and the fifth first, and then I'll test you. So play, like, let's say play that same G, and then play the fifth of it, and it's going to be Star Wars. Good, right? So now play a different, any other note besides G. And before you play any other notes, try, you don't have to sing. Like, if it helps if you sing, then, because then it adds an additional layer of confirmation, but you can still hear it in your inner ear. So when I say hear it or sing it or whatever I say, I'm just talking about hearing it. Before you play the octave, hear what it's going to sound like. In order to teach you, I'm going to sing it. So play that low A. Like, somewhere.
Oh.
Hear that? Somewhere. Just hear it in your mind's ear, in your inner ear, before you play it. Now play the octave. And were you correct? Were you hearing the sound it was before you made the sound?
No, I was a little off, I think, maybe. But no, I get the somewhere thing is helpful.
So let's keep on trying it then before we move to the fifth. Like, go up a half step. Go to B flat.
Oh, go up a half.
Like, bring, you don't play the octave, just go up one fret.
Oh, okay.
The lower note, bring, go up one fret. So now we got some. No, don't play it anymore. We're in a new key now. Play some, and then blank. I shouldn't sing it for you. Try and hear what it's going to sound like, the octave of that, before you play it. Yeah, you sang it. You actually sang it right out loud. Some people say, well, it's not in my key, like, if we happen to be in a key you can't sing, then you have to just force yourself to sing it up or down an octave to match your own key.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that again. Do C.
Yeah, I know.
It's not about the singing, but
yeah,
it's about the hearing. Like, forget about whether you could sing the note or not, but could you hear it accurately?
Yeah.
You could. Good. And it actually gets easier, in my opinion, when you put all 12 on. Like, you would think that after memorizing all 12, it might get confusing and cluttering, but knowing all 12 informs each other. For example, if you play that starting note, and if you knew all, let's say, 7 notes of the major scale, you could hum to yourself, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And then that higher do is the octave. Go ahead and try it. Do, do, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
So again, it's not about the singing, it's about the hearing. It's about the hearing. Like, yeah, you sang a different tonic, and it could just be because, like, that's not your vocal key. So that brings up different issues. I'm not worried about that, but being able to hear it. And only you know whether you heard the right pitch, you know.
Just a warning, my wife has told me I'm tone deaf.
Okay, well, good. This is
So I don't know if that's real or if that's just her usual way of flirting with me.
That's funny. That is a relatively common early dating thing to say to your partner that you're courting, I heard.
Yeah.
About being tone deaf.
She's a little slow, so she waited till, you know.
Guess what she told 11 me years on her marriage. Date. She told me I'm tone deaf. I know she likes me now.
Yeah. That's how she got me.
Sometimes this happens a lot in ear training. People sing or hear a note that's sort of related to the key, like the third or fifth, and they can't tell that it's not the actual tonic because it fits so well. Like just now, you sang, well, please, you sang, you actually sang, so play that note again. That's what you sang a second ago. You sang the fifth below the note. Can you hear? Like, yeah. It's like boom. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like play an F note. Go and play a low F.
Oh, Lord.
That's what you sang. But the reason why you couldn't hear that was not the tonic is because those notes fit together because F is the fifth of B flat. And so how do you get around that? I'm not really sure. What if we sang every single note? And again, it's not about the singing, but then it's hard for me to teach.
Hear,
they teach you if I don't sing, and it's hard for me to hear where you're at if you don't sing. I can't tell if you're hearing it or not. So what if we sang every note on the bass, starting that low E, if you can reach that low, like play low E. I can barely reach that note, but boom, and then go to F, boom, F sharp, boom, G, boom, A flat, A, B flat, B, C, D flat, now D, now E flat. Now E. And you should be able to, if you can sing it, all those, pick one and do the octave. Pick any note that you just did. So. Nice job. Perfect. Now pick a different one. So. Good. Nice job. Pick a higher one. Now, hang on, make sure you're on the tonic. If you're not sure, like, play around, like, go down. No, I'm not sure how to teach you to find that.
Yeah.
Because right now you're too low.
I'm too low.
Yep. And you're actually a fifth away from the note. That's why your note sounds good with it. So your ear can be lulled into thinking.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to get you out of that, actually.
I have to, yeah.
You tend to sing things lower, so go lower and gradually bring yourself up. Like play an A, for example. Sing that note. You gotta go up a little more. A little more. A little more. Now a little lower. That's it. You got it. Now gradually take it up to D. So that's A, B flat, B, C, sing C, wait, C, go back to A where you were comfortable. Gotta keep going up a little, a little more. You're almost there. Now you went too high. Just a tiny bit up. Can you hear that or no?
A little bit.
Okay, keep going. Now you drifted up a little.
Mm-hmm.
come up just a little bit. A little more. A little tiny bit more. Right there. Sing that note. Is there anything in your body that you can feel that gives you an indication that that's the right note?
So when you said it was right, I felt like more of a vibrating in my nose.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's helpful.
Okay, good. That's good. So let's... Yeah. Yeah. Good. Now, keep saying... How about this? Let's just experiment. I don't have an agenda here, but yeah. The fact that you could feel something in your body telling you it was the right note, that's worth exploring, in my opinion. But it's just an exploration. I'm not an expert on this. If you continue to sing that note, but now play a different note on the bass, like one half step up, that feeling in your nose should go away. That's my guess. So first play the right note and sing it. And then continue to sing that note, but change the note on the bass.
Okay.
Now, when you play different notes on the bass but continue singing the first note, could you feel any shift in your body's vibration?
No, I felt not a shift in my body, but a shift in what I was hearing.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Sound right. It's all, I don't, it, how would I, okay.
All right, let me help you find right on. You need to go up just a little more. There you go. Yeah, see, now you're getting faster at finding the note again when you've gone away from
it. Oh, that is weird. No, the vibration. Yeah, yeah. What I was going to say was it felt hollow, but then when I did it again, yeah, it feels like there's no vibration there. What is that? Also, second thing, the thing you were saying about, like I pick a note that sounds similar. This is what my wife always says. She says I'm harmonizing with something.
Ah, right.
And then she's like, why are you doing that? And I go, I don't.
Because you don't realize what you're doing. Right,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
But now you're hearing the difference. This is very good. So I think this will... Yeah, and you're getting quicker at zoning in on that. Can you notice that? Like, I didn't have to adjust you. You're going right to it now.
Well, yeah, I know the feeling a little bit better. So if I keep practicing, I probably won't forget.
Yeah. And so this is very good. So now let's take that same feeling of knowing that you're right, kind of. Your body is telling you this is right, you're in tune to the next note up.
Okay.
Now, it's going to help in some ways when you learn the sound of a half step. So maybe we should talk about that. Like, the sound of a half step is one of the harder intervals to hear, but it's the Jaws theme. If you were to go A, B flat, A, B flat, then I see the shark coming right now.
So
we better get out of the water. So, so first get that A. Settle into it. Come down a little. Keep coming down. Play it so you can hear it. There you go, now you got it. And then you're gonna shift up one half step. And then back. That's very good. That's very good. I recommend taking a few minutes, I won't record this bit, of just doing any random note, probably on the lower end, you seem to grab those more easily. And then just walk it up one half step and see if you can sing both. First, you zero in on the first note, make sure you're on. Then you go up a half step and go back and forth, just like you're doing. Great job so far.